listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to contact me, go to my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is a contact button on there, and you can send me a little missive, little email. Brighten up my day. Anyway, we're talking with Kevin in Australia. Bill, you got any comment on what Kevin's talking about?
Well, it is a worldwide plan. Been going on for a long, long time, 150 years or more. And the things that people are seeing now is because the other side, if you will, the evil side, is getting emboldened by their successes and the fact that the people have been passive. You know, Benjamin Franklin said that those who would give up liberty for temporary security deserve neither liberty or security. And we're in that process. We're in the process of, in fact, I think we've actually lost it. We just haven't, it hadn't been made very clear. When you go into court, as an example, you think you have rights, in which, in fact, you don't. You just have the privileges that the judge allows you to have. And we have a government that is no longer chained down by the Constitution of the federal government or the state government. And we're experiencing this takeover, but it's a worldwide effort.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, people are seeing what's going on in Europe and understand that it's coming.
Yeah. You know, Jonathan, you were talking about the land grabs down in Australia, and I remembered what it was I wanted to say about those people who were down on Wall Street talking to the different people down there and their stuff, getting a feel for what was going on. And they were talking about, they had talked to a couple of the cops down there, and their response to them was, well, we're just doing our job. And that's the fear, Bill, that cops are going to say, well, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing what I'm told to do. And it made me think about what life was like in the movie Soylent Green. I don't know if you've ever seen. Have you seen that movie, Bill? Charlton Heston was in it, and Edward G. Robinson, made in like 1975.
What was the title?
Soylent Green.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Are you familiar with that movie, Jonathan? Or Jonathan, Kevin, rather?
No, I'm not, but sounds interesting.
Yeah, yeah, see if you can find it. It's like soybean, Soylent, L-E-N-T, green. See if you can find it. You can purchase it online, I know, but you really should watch it. It's one of these dystopia-type things, but it's very true. And he was a police officer there, but, of course, he didn't live a much better life than the people who were just, you know, the poor schmucks on the street. And He discovered what they were doing, and since you didn't see it, Jonathan, I'm not going to give out the punchline here. But of course, there was such a dichotomy between the rich people and everybody else who was just the poor, unwashed masses, and they were literally the unwashed masses. And to think that you're just going to be doing your job is adequate. He really wasn't much better off than they were. So just doing your job ain't going to get you too far.
Yeah, and here's something that people ought to keep in mind. If you may look back to the Nuremberg trials, where the Nazis made that as their defense. We were just doing what we were told. That is no defense. And you might want to remind the police officer of the Nuremberg trials, because just doing your job is not a defense in a real government. You got to follow the law, and the supreme law is the state constitution first, and there were applicable the federal constitution.
Yeah.
In America, that's the case.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, you got any? Go ahead.
Yeah. With the Constitution, there's one point that sort of comes to my mind, and, you know, the red lights are flashing and going off really, really, really badly, and that's the one that's got to do with as they attempt to take the guns off the people now. You know what? Don't give over your guns.
Yeah, Kevin, hang on, because we got to go to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Kevin, hang in there with us if you like. I'd be glad to keep you over. We'll be right back, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
And if you would like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. Kevin, down in Australia, you still with us there, kiddo?
Yeah. My point is guns and the government and gun buybacks and all that sort of stuff. Well, we used to have firearms quite, you know, readily available here. I mean, you still had to have a license and what have you, but... I mean, you could pretty well have most all things other than automatic weapons, you know, like machine guns. But now, it's very restrictive. The regime that's here is, you know, most restrictive. And you know what? Their main thrust at the time was we're going to disarm the people so that we could reduce firearm-related crime. Now, the police themselves admit that crime, firearm crime, has now gone through the roof compared to how it was before. And the criminals are turning up with AK-47s and Uzi machine guns, you know, Glocks and Smith & Wessons and you name it.
Yeah.
Pick your weapon and that will be in use here by the crooks.
What fear do they have, Kevin, to come into your house knowing that odds are you're going to not be armed?
Okay, exactly. I'm leading into a little... This is not a parable, this is like a true story, and it happened time and time again. And we're talking about house invasions now. You get a crook, I'll use the term loosely, that breaks into a house. The people may be 70, 80 years old, and one or two, and they'll break in there and they'll hold the people to hostage. They'll take the woman and beat her close to death till she's black and blue and all colours of the rainbow all over her body, and then do the same to the husband, and they think it's funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they'll ransack the place, and they'll do whatever they like. And then eventually they're apprehended, and you see them on TV sitting in the police car, and they're giving the cameras the finger signs and laughing and carrying on and what have you. Well, there was an absolute spate of those kinds of cases happening here. Now, there was one time, that's not that long ago, somebody broke into an old gentleman's place, and he gave them both barrels of a shotgun.
Good for him.
And good for him. And you know what? The case was about prosecuting this old guy. It actually went to court and all the rest of it, and he got off. But they tried their hardest to prosecute the old boy who was trying to save his life from, a couple of reprobates that were basically trying to kill him. Now, if Americans want that to happen there, well, you just follow what we've done here, and you'll get it.
Yep. So oh, yeah, it's inevitable.
My warning to all Americans is hang on to your guns. Tell Obama or anybody else, Bush or whoever, to go jump. We are hanging on. And you know what? Where you've got a local sheriff and 100 armed deputies all basically saying, no, we are not handing over our weapons. Go to hell. P-O-Q. Leave us alone. We run the show here, not you. Get lost.
I agree.
When they start standing up like that, then you can basically start taking your country back. But if you're going to just sit around and let it all happen, you are gradually losing your country. I can see it in the short time that I've been, following on this radio station and others and actually taking a real active interest. I have seen the graph, the deterioration, take a dive. Now, it's time to say, no more, we've had enough, you've raped us, you've stolen our money, you're destroying our country, you're just a scum, and we know what you're about, and we're saying, no more, it ends now, finish.
Yeah.
Because once they bowl you over, we're next, it's in the process, it's in the process now. We stand together, and we say no. The word no, that's all you have to say, is no, it's
Thank
not
you.
Happening.
You're absolutely right. How about moving to America?
Yeah, come on up, Kevin. We'll sponsor you.
I'd come over. I love America. America's my second home. America's beautiful people. My West Coast parents are there. Well, yeah, America. They're not really my parents, but they've adopted me.
Well, there you go. Well, come visit and stay.
Say, well, I'm not going to go through the radiation machine. I'm not going to walk through the. You know what had happened? I'd get off the plane, walk through the thingo, and they'd say, "Now go through the radiation." I'd say, "No, I'm not going through that X-ray machine. You go and give me the pat down." So they give me the pat down, and I'd say, "Leave me alone in my private parts." Bop. Then I'd be in jail looking out. So I wouldn't have a very nice trip. So I said, "Oh, look, I'll just give the whole thing a miss and stay here in Australia."
Yeah, there you go. Well, I know somebody down in Australia, my buddy Sean, who's down in Australia. You ought to hook up with him. I can't think of the name of the area he lives in, but who knows? Maybe you two are close together, Kevin. I don't know. I don't know. You never know. Where are you in Australia?
I'm on the west coast in Perth.
Perth? Okay.
Yeah. But I'm probably not going to be here that much longer with employment. So, but look, I don't want to hold up your show, but don't give over your guns. Don't ever, ever, ever give over your guns, because as soon as you do, it's going to go downhill from there.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you.
I agree with you, Kevin. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Well,
okay.
Take care, Kev.
Kevin made a comment about having to have a permit, and if people understand that when the government gets you to apply for a permit or a license, and you have a right, as you do, to bear arms, protected by the Constitution, you don't need government's permission to exercise the right. And a permit is really a grant from an authority to do something, anything. It's a license or a warrant to do it. It's not unlawful, but you can't do it without the permission. A license, on the other hand, is permission from a competent authority to do something without such permission will be illegal, a trespass, a tort, or not otherwise allowable. That's out of Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition. And so it's really, if you don't have the license, it's unlawful in the eyes of the government. And if you have, as I say, a right to do something, why would you go to government and ask permission? When you apply for a license or a permit, you're in essence saying to the government, I want to do something that I'm not allowed to do without your permission. You there have authority over me. It must be unlawful, or I wouldn't be seeking your permission. So you're admitting to the government that you want to do something that's unlawful. And out of their benevolence, of course, they're going to give you that license so they gain control. It then becomes a privilege granted by the government. And as long as you do all the things that are in the rules in the books now, the code book, or what they're going to put in the future, you probably won't get in trouble. But if you break one of those rules, then somebody, and you get caught, somebody in authority is going to give you a citation or a ticket or whatever, and it is on you to prove that you either didn't do what they said you did or they wrote it up wrong. In essence, you go into an administrative court administering the codes under that license, and you have to prove you're innocent. When you go into court, people say you're guilty until proven innocent. Well, in an administrative court, that is true because you have already admitted by getting the license that you will do exactly what the government tells you to do. And if you look at these codes, they're expansive and they keep growing to control pretty much everything. It's like zoning. That is a code. And you go into a zoning hearing, which they're administering the zoning code, and it's an administrative proceedings, and you have already agreed by getting the permit that you'll follow exactly what the code enforcement officer tells you or the code state, and you can't question them. That's a shocking revelation to most people when they just go down and give a little money for a permit, which is the enticement and the confirmation that you did it, and you sign your name on the permit, and they got you. You just waived your right and turned it into a privilege. Not the government. They just facilitated it. But by doing that, the government has created fraud. They didn't tell you that you didn't need the permit to have a gun, as an example, and conceal it. That's a God-given right. They yeah. tricked you. They tricked yeah. you, and that's a classic definition of fraud. And so that,
go ahead, Bill.
That really is, I think, an important thing for people to understand is that we get tricked into giving away our rights. And then you go to court and you wonder why they don't rule in your favor or you argue the Constitution. In a permit case, the Constitution has been waived by you. This is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Listen, we've got a caller. We have Renee in North Carolina. Hi, Renee. Renee?
Hi. Well,
hi.
I tell you what, I'm not optimistic this morning about Ron Paul winning, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Alex just took the bait. You know, many of the people who actually have been elected to advance Ron Paul, the irony is they will be also the people who prevent him from winning. There's not enough in our numbers to do this, and Alex just took the bait.
Who are you talking about, Alex Jones?
Yeah, I checked.
Well, I'm doing my own radio show, Renee. I'm not
okay, well, this is the deal because it's so many people in the Patriot Movement who are doing this, and you know, I don't call into Alex's show because she can sit on hold for hours. So this is the deal.
Hang on, Renee, hang on, because we got to go to break. Hang on. I'll bring it back. When we come back, we'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is Maggie Rodd, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We'll be back in three.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion here on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you would like to call in today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. So we're talking with Renee in North Carolina. So go ahead, Renee. What's the point you're making here?
This is the point. Anytime you get drug into the capitalism, socialism, communism debate, the ruling elite are toasting champagne glasses that their divide and conquer scheme is working. They love it every time. Because you know what? It doesn't matter which system. They are quite able to use either system to steal and exploit and abuse the people. If you look around the world, I mean, we have the capitalistic system. Are we in better shape? You know, everybody goes, well, we have a republic. Well, how's that working out for us? The thing is, and Tolstoy wrote about this, but because Tolstoy was a rationalist who became a Christian, but he also happened to be living in communist Russia. You know, there's a lot of people in this genre who'll never read him. But if somebody's right, they're right. The problem is not which system the state uses. The state can use any system to do its evil. The problem is the corruption. It's either corrupt capitalist, corrupt communist and socialist. And every time they let you be drugged down into the debate between capitalism and socialism, they are winning at their divide and conquer scheme. And until the Patriot people, many people in the Patriot movement get this fact and stop it, Because I hear them all the time. They go, oh, yes, the right and left is the same size, the same bird. And in the second breath, they will be doing it. They'll be promoting the right and bashing the left. The truth is, we're, as much as you hate them, we stand no chance of winning unless we can combine on certain issues like end the damn Fed, stop the damn wars, and a lot of other issues we can come together with. But these people will not come together with us as the people continue to do things and say things so they can get a temporary ego stroke at feeling superior by and in the one-up position by pushing somebody they disagree with into the one-down position. We're going to go down in flames unless we learn to, instead of getting that temporary ego boost of bashing the other side, instead change the conversation. Okay, instead of when Michael
Moore... But where does Ron Paul fit into this today, Renee?
So that he can win.
Well,
no, that's not where you started. You said, oh, Alex took the bait. What are you talking about?
Well, because he is so much a part of, as other hosts are, of promoting Ron Paul. The thing is, he when you start off, yeah, Michael Moore said the whole we have to end capitalism thing. But wait, when somebody throws down that rope, do not pick it up.
Renee, can I make a comment, please?
Go ahead.
This is Bill. The real issue and all of the things that you mentioned, the Fed and so forth, are results of an unconstitutional government. And when you try to get to the real root of the problem, it's the fact that the government that we have today is not capitalism. It's not socialism. It's unconstitutional. And if it's unconstitutional, it has no lawful authority in America. And this country is unique on the earth. The people are the government, not some king, not some czar, but the people in the lawful government. We haven't had a lawful government in this country since the war between the states.
Exactly, because
right.
The people took over, and because of corruption, like you said, in theory we're supposed to be in charge, but let's face it, we're not, okay?
Okay, so what's the solution? It is the fact that people have to reclaim their authority and learn how to say no with certainty. And all of the, you know, the end of Fed isn't going to fix all the problems. It's a big problem, but it isn't the solution. It is a very major problem in economics in this country and, in fact, the world. But that's not the cause. The cause is that we, the people, have forgotten our history, have forgotten our law, have been dumbed down, and we're not, in fact, exercising the authority that we have. And just like Kevin said in Australia, the sheriff is the top cop in your county, and he can arrest anybody who breaks the law. And this is unfortunately lost in our education. And in fact, they think the district attorney is the top cop in your county. He's not. And what we the people need to do is reclaim our country as it was designed and stop bashing, as you said, going off on these tangents, which are, in my opinion, results of a corrupt, unconstitutional government. But we, the people, have to focus on the cause.
You see, you and I then are like in agreement. See, I see the problem as corruption of the people who we gave jobs to. Basically, we made a deal. We'll work at this job, and we'll give you, somebody has to do this job. This country's too big and too complicated. We have to have somebody to run these particular jobs. We kind of made a deal, okay, that we would give them a piece of our income in return for them to do these certain jobs. But they have betrayed us on a massive level.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the thing is, we have to get rid of all these corrupt government officials all through the courts. I mean, the military, just all
hang on, hang on.
This.
We're going to break, Renee. I'll hold you over, and then you're going to have to make your final point in a minute because I'm going to take another caller. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away. We'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. 800-313-9443 is the number to call into the show and give us your opinion. So anyway, Renee, you're going to run for office down there in North Carolina?
No, but this is the deal.
Why not?
Renee,
we're not going to be able to have a conversation here unless you let me say something, okay? So I'm going to talk for a minute. You listen, and then I'll listen, and you can talk. How's that sound? So you want to see people elected who aren't corrupt, yet you're not willing to throw your hat in the ring.
Health issues.
Why not?
That prevent that. I have health issues that prevent that, okay?
All right, okay.
So, okay, the thing is, my number one issue is malfeasance in office, corruption, everything else. A lot, and this is really hacks me off about the liberals. Oh, the problem is the corporation. No, the problem is the government, because the corporations would not be a problem if the government were not allowing them to be a problem, because they have the power to stop all this corporate corruption with the law. We know this from watching the SEC and many of these other agencies look the other way when these rich white-collar criminals do something. So the number one problem to me is our corrupt government employees who have betrayed us. They're the ones that ran through the Fed on Christmas Eve almost 100 years ago. You can go down the line. Every time you look, if you boil it down, it's going to be the negligence, the corruption, the malfeasance of some government employee. And like I said,
agree.
You can do this corruption in either system. So when you get caught up into which system is better argument, the thing is, they win. They win when we start fighting about
Renee, I'm going to cut you off there. I'm going to disagree with you there, and I'll tell you why. Because capitalism is a better system than communism, okay? The problem is corruption. But capitalism beats communism any day of the week. I got news for you there. I agree with you. The problem is corruption. But the problem isn't that capitalism is equal to communism. It isn't at all. The problem is corruption, and I agree with you there. Bill, throw your 2 cents in, then we're going to go to Chris in Tennessee.
Yeah, and this argument just rejects the idea that everyone in government, in our government, state and federal, is responsible to an oath of office. Either they take it themselves or they work for somebody who did. And, in fact, the attorneys are telling them, don't worry about that. It's just unimportant. The Constitution is not important. And when they are protected by the court system to allow total disregard of the law, there's no consequence.
Yeah.
And we the people have to make sure that we start nullifying these actions. Locally, individually say no, in the jury say no, at the state level get the legislatures to say no to the federal government, follow their oath of office, if not go to jail or get out of office.
Yeah, yeah. And Renee's right. I mean, she's right on the money when it comes to the corruption. The corruption abounds everywhere. It doesn't matter where you look. It's the school board. It's your town council people. It's all across the board. They're so crooked. They're just, it makes me crazy. Anyway, let's go to Chris in Tennessee. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm sorry to hear that you got ripped off last night. If you go to www.propertyroom.com, you'll be able to get one of those TomTom GPSs. They're about $12. It's a police agency website. It's really called stealitback.com, and it's called propertyroom.com, and you look under automotive parts, and you'll be able to get, well, I'm sorry to somebody ripped off your car, but you'll be able to get those things. They're only $12 or $18 for a brand new one.
It's
a police agency where they take the stuff that's sitting in the rooms and they resell it back to the public.
Property they're reselling?
No, it's their property that they have, and then they sell it, and then they use their funds for agencies or whatever it is they see fit. But it's called propertyroom.com, and they have 10 or 20 of them. They have computers. They have everything. Anyway, what I wanted
I want to just comment real quick. You know what that reminds me of? That guest I had on last week talked about the civil forfeiture policing for profit, where they were people were being shaken down, a big shakedown, really. They were guilty. It was kind of pre-crime. They were taking people's things before they were ever convicted of a crime. So I wonder if some of that property on this website you mentioned isn't the property from this policing for profit that this woman I had out of the Institute for Justice mentioned.
That's definitely not on that website, Maggie. They just deal with clothes and tools and GPSs and stuff, and you can see it on there. What I wanted to address was Bill. Bill, you've been talking about the Constitution and the Second Amendment and gun rights. When you travel, do you travel with a pistol in your vehicle?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, and the reason why I say that is because I'm one of the people who own a pistol, who you might call a sellout because I have a handgun carry permit and I abide by the rules of what I have to deal with. And I also carry it to other states, and I carry it at all times. Okay, and the procedure is you take a class, and then you have to go down to where your driver's license is, and then you have to pay them a little bit more money, which is about $75, and then you get fingerprinted and pictured again, and then they do a background check on you since the day you were born, and then you will receive your permit, or you won't receive your permit on their decision, and it's a FBI all through the agency checklist. Here it's TBI. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at, and that girl from North Carolina for office, she's very spunky, but I can understand her view about health issues. And what I did is I ran for senator back in 2002, and I received close to 50,000 votes for people who were tired of the nonsense. And my issue was the people who are sick and injured and the ones that have been injured on the job, who have been denied treatment, or the deal where we are forced to pay a lot for blood pressure medicine, but yet our Congress passed the law when they were in bed with the pharmaceutical companies to not negotiate for a cheaper price. And one of my ideals was to join the VA, which is a very large pharmaceutical company, which they take care of a lot of our injured soldiers that come back, and combined it with the Medicare company, which is also another boondoggle, and we're talking about a lot of money. But anyway, my medicines was about $21,000 last year, just so I was able to go from point A to point B. But what I did is I would call into the talk radio stations, and I had them all listed. So when they had a guest on who was running for office, I would get equal airtime, and I was able to use my computer, and I was invited to all the television interviews, and I wasn't denied anything by any newspaper, and I was given a fair chance. But basically, Lamar Alexander, who I was running against, he didn't want to show up and debate anybody, okay? He wanted to go by his name alone, and he used the chicken route about not coming out in public or saying anything. And a lot of the elderly people just went ahead on the Lamar side of things, and I didn't get elected because I would have changed a lot of stuff.
Well, I'm glad you've run, and that's great.
Yeah.
Well, what I was trying to get at there, though, Bill, though, is when the police officers were shot in West Memphis, when the guy got out of the car and handed him the sovereign citizen paperwork and started to tell him about the Constitution, and he had a right under the Second Amendment to carry his weapons, and then he was shot later and killed. It was the two police officers that were killed in West Memphis about 2 years ago.
Okay, let's try to analyze that. We were running out of time here. Is this the case where the father and the son got out and killed the police officers? Is that
correct.
What you're talking about?
Correct.
All right. And people claim they're sovereign citizens and they can do whatever?
Correct.
As soon as you break the law, you're subject to the law. And this idea that you can do anything you want to is just ludicrous. You must be responsible for your action.
Thanks, Bill.
So they may have claimed that they're sovereign, and in fact, each of us are, but we're also responsible. And once you break the law, then the law prosecutes you. So you don't have a blank check. And this is where, and frankly, the media use these examples to say, see these sovereign people, they're bad. And that's a broad brush that's just wrong.
Well, thank you, Bill, and that's something that I wanted to bring to the attention of, because what would happen in a situation right now is your car will be towed, there will be a massive amount of force being shown, and you're exactly right, Bill. You will be in jail, you'll be unable to be bailed out, and that was a bad example of that. And that's all I was trying to say is, you know, we all have choices to make, but don't think that Second Amendment stuff's going to give you the privilege to drive down the federal road with a pistol in your car, because if you get pulled over for 1 mile over the speed limit, it's on, okay?
All right.
So all I was basically saying...
You know, Chris, it doesn't give you the right to kill people.
And
just
kill people
either, to murder people. It doesn't give you the right to murder people either. So, you know.
And basically what happened there, and I'm going to be real quick, was there was a guy by the name of Rick Stanley. I don't know if you heard about him, but his opinion was it's my Second Amendment right.
But what we already talked about that. The answer is this idea that the police or that the roads belong to the state. These are absolute myths of a corrupt government. Those roads belong to the people, and when government is out of control, and in fact they do believe in the thin blue line, and if you break one of their rules, they will beat you up and perhaps kill you. This is government out of control, and we don't have the rule of law. What we have is the rule of the man, whoever has the most force. And Washington, of course, warned against this. The framers did. Government's not eloquent. It's force. And so what we have to do is the people have to regain and reclaim our constitutional republic, complex republic where you have the states and the central government both being government entities created by the sovereigns, the people.
Well, Rick, excuse me, Bill and Maggie, I'm almost done. What I was trying to do was just to prevent somebody who's listening to the show today to not wind up like Rick Stanley, who is doing 7 years in Leavenworth today. So,
well,
so anyway, he's doing the time. He made his choice, and he's in jail. And I'm free because I went ahead and did what I was supposed to do. Anyway, thank you very much for the time. You guys have a good day.
Okay. So if I may, Maggie, just make a quick comment.
Yeah, go right ahead, Bill.
All right. And I understand why Chris has done this, because the government is forced, and they will beat you up if you don't do exactly what you're told. Unfortunately, when we acquiesce to this a little bit, get a permit, and don't understand that when you get a permit, you give the government authority to control you and you waive your constitutional protection, when you don't understand that, then you do it. And it is reasonable for most people to do that. But until the people stay in mass, that's unlawful. The government cannot do that. We have a right to do this and must be responsible in our actions always. Then we won't have a free government. And then it doesn't matter. So there's no law. It is, in fact, a lawless society based on the force of government. That's where we are. And until we want our country back and have a moral compass and follow the law, and have the people help people who are in need, not the government. It's not government's job to be in the welfare business. That's just not true. And so we, the people, must be responsible. And I take exception to the examples that are given often, that somebody who, frankly, has taken on this mantra of being a sovereign citizen and then stands up and shoots a police officer. All right? Absolutely not the thing to do. So
no,
that's breaking the law.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's sort of, there's a friend who has a sticker about gun control. He says, if guns kill people, then pencils misspell words. You know, it's the people who break the law, not the gun.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. You know, I was trying to find this for a while, and we're talking about laws and licenses and permits and all that kind of stuff. And this is just in breaking laws. This is a email somebody sent me a while ago, and it was talking about, since 1970, the EPA has grown to enforce some 25,000 pages of federal regulations, equivalent to about 15% of the entire body of federal rules. I mean, there's so many rules out there, they don't even know all the rules that they've created that you would be subject to and could be in violation of. It's just incredible. It's such an out-of-control government, this whole huge monstrosity that's been created. You don't even know you're in violation of most of these things.
And they don't, they can pretty much tell you to do anything. And in fact, there is no, and I say no, constitutional authority for the EPA. There isn't.
It says there's an estimated over 4,500 crimes in federal statutes, and that was from 2008.
And
how many more do you think they created since 2008? 4,500 crimes.
But in reality, the Constitution has very few federal crimes. Those are state issues. The problem is we have a central government. It's not a federal government anymore. We have a national government who's taken over and, in fact, thinks it runs everything. We have a European-style socialist government, not a constitutional republic, where the states are primarily the ones who govern what goes on in your lives. And, in fact, the constitutions don't operate on people. They operate on those in government. People need to understand that we, the people, are the bosses, but we must be responsible, and we must be moral, and we must follow our roots.
In here it mentions the three federal crimes. The U.S. Constitution mentions three federal crimes by citizens: treason, piracy, and counterfeiting.
Correct. And since the war between the states, that has just gone skyrocketed. So when the FDR created the alphabet soups, like the EPA followed that, he did all that unconstitutionally. And, in fact, they're null and void because of it. But in 1995, I'm going to summarize this. In 1995, there was a letter to the editor in Pennsylvania here where I make my home, and the title of it was Red Tape Chokes True Liberty. And it starts out by saying, true liberty and freedom is the ability to do something without a permit, license, or report from or to government. Look at your daily activities. What can you do without a license or a permit from the government? And then he goes on and lists about 25 licenses and permits you have to have in order to take your dog from Pennsylvania to New Jersey shore and fish and have a couple of beers. And then he ends it this way. Ah, the simple pleasures of life to walk on your dog on the beach and fish. Our founding fathers would be so pleased that only 200 years later, I'll finish this afterwards.
Okay, okay. We'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We have one more segment before the Fat Lady sings. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My guest today has been William Taylor Ryle. And Bill, you wanted to finish making your point? We got a couple more minutes here. Hello, Bill.
Wife. Hello.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. Go ahead.
Right. Ah, the simple pleasures of life to walk your dog on the beach and fish. Our founding fathers would be so pleased that only 200 years later our government has done so much to so many for so long. Perhaps Congress and the state legislature should pass one new law this year, a law that repeals all laws passed since 1950. Think of it as a spring house cleaning. We seem to have lost all notions of freedom and liberty. The author of this editorial, letter to the editor, if you will, was James P. Macri II, who's a judge, is a common pleas judge in Westchester, Pennsylvania, Chester County. He's right. And when I actually was on the stand in front of him at the time, and I asked him about this article, and I said, there's one error there. I said, I think that date 1950 should actually be 1860. He chuckled. He knew exactly what I was talking about. We have a government that is out of control and operating outside the Constitution aggressively, and the solution is simple. Go back to what the framers created and have the people understand what our rights are and what the law is, and make sure that those in government follow it. And this idea of permits and licenses is a trick used all the way back to Roman time to steal your rights. And we need to get the government to stop lying and committing fraud, and then we won't need all these permits and licenses.
Well, one of the ways to do that is to become the candidate and run for office and see if you can't be the change you want to see. I know that sounds so trite. I can't stand it. I got to think of a better way to put that because I just really don't like that at all. But anyway, it is what it is. It really is very accurate.
Everybody needs to stand on principle and don't yield. This is what happens when you get elected. You go and get influenced by the majority and pressure and all sorts of things, and you compromise your principles, and we get in the mess we're in.
Yeah, well, that's it. People aren't very principled, obviously, are they?
No, and the law needs to control them, and we need to have consequences for those in government who break the law. We don't have them now, and that's the remedy, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, there's no honor among thieves, Bill, unfortunately, and so we can't look for it because it isn't going to be found, that's for sure.
Well, I believe there is a solution, and it's really going to be returning to the frame of government that our founders put together. It worked, it will work, and it has worked, but we don't have it now. And the solution is returning to the true rule of law. And get rid of this, whatever makes you happy. You can't fix the things in Washington. You can't fix the EPA and USDA and all these other alphabet soups. They got to go, period.
Yeah.
They're not authorized.
Yeah.
Foreign aid, all the troops around the world. Ron Paul is correct, and everybody says, well, that's radical. We just need to fix it. You can't fix this except to go back to the original architecture of the law and the country and the state and start operating according to the law. Everybody takes an oath to do that. But they don't do it.
I agree. Well, listen, Bill, listen, thanks for joining me again this week. I always appreciate it, and I know a lot of the people listening do because you have lots of wisdom there, kiddo. Anyway, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, everybody. You know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow truly is a wonderful place to be. Listen, chin up, everybody. Better days are coming. I believe that. You can't lose heart. You truly can't. And we have people like William Taylor Ryle in the world fighting for you and I. So chin up. Listen, the sun's going to come up tomorrow. It always does. And there is another great show that follows mine. Deanna Spingola is up. So stay tuned, everybody. Don't change that dial, whatever you do. And I'll be back tomorrow. Take care.
Behind the moon, beyond the rain.